the most traveled of the Camino routes, the Camino Francés. Although that is changing as pilgrims are coming back for their second, third, and fourth pilgrimage walks. Repeat pilgrims are exploring other routes like the Portugués, the Inglés, the Primitivo, and the Del Norte. But you, on your first pilgrimage, will be walking the Camino Francés. My goal of this particular audio module is to paint a picture of what's ahead for you and to further increase your eagerness to walk the incredible pilgrimage trail and explore its wonders. You may also find some additional or expanded clarity for your reasons why you want to walk the Francés route. Make no mistake, this will be a challenging walk. Let's look at why that is. The Camino Francés begins in Saint-Jean-Pied-du-Port, France, and right out of the gate, it takes you up and over the Pyrenees Mountains with 1,200 meters of elevation gain in the first 20 kilometers. Then it drops you steeply into the Spanish village of Roncesvalles before it continues on for nearly 800 kilometers of varying terrain until you reach the city of Santiago de Compostela. In miles, that is approximately 500 miles. But because the Camino is measured in kilometers, I will use kilometers throughout this guide. Have you ever done anything like this? Have you ever walked for that far or for that long? The 30 to 40 days it will take to cover 800 kilometers? Most people haven't. This is a first for many people. And first times, they can be filled with wonder, excitement, anxiety, and nervous energy. Where do I start describing this pilgrimage route? There's so much to tell you. So I'm going to break it down into six small, bite-sized audio sessions. And by the time you finish all of these audio sessions, you will have a pretty good overview of the Camino Francés route. In this first session, I will start with some context, what I like to call the delights of our host country, Spain, and the culture you will be experiencing and enjoying. Then in subsequent sessions, I will cover the following. I will give you an overview of the regions, cities, towns, and villages on the Francés route. Once you have an overview of the regions, then I will talk about the natural beauty you can expect and how to navigate the trail using the ubiquitous trail markers. The topic of natural beauty reminds me to share with you some of the seasonal variations you can expect, such as weather patterns, crowds, and festivals. Then I will move on to the topic of transportation, a brief overview of how to get to the trail, how to get off the trail, and how to move along the trail. Since it's related, this session will also include information on some of the destinations close to or on the way to the Camino Francés that you may want to visit while in Spain. By that point, we'll be ready for session number 6. You may be wondering, how on earth do I tackle planning my walk? So I will be introducing you to my favorite guidebook for the Camino Francés, and I will talk about how to approach planning your itinerary and stages. We will be taking our time with these starter topics because I want to be sure to lay a solid foundation for you. And as I said, I want to get you excited and eager for what is to come on what may be a life-changing journey for you. These sessions are relatively short in length, so you can digest them quickly and then take your time imagining yourself on the Camino Francés, savoring the sights, sounds, smells, and tastes of the experience. Speaking of the experience, let's go now to the delights of Spanish culture and begin to set that foundation for your time in Spain. When I talk about Spanish culture, I have to start with the Spanish bar. The Spanish bar is the center of the community. It's where everyone comes to spend time with family and friends. They come to enjoy a drink or a snack. Sometimes they come to play games and generally to be out in the community. For the pilgrim on the road to Santiago, the bar is the source of all good things that we need, including a morning coffee or tea, a mid-morning snack, possibly lunch, definitely a drink at the end of the walking day, and sometimes dinner in the bars that serve dinner. Also, the bar is the source of restrooms and Wi-Fi along the Camino, noting, of course, that those are for customers only. All but the smallest villages on the Camino Frances have a bar. Towns usually have several bars, and cities, well, they have dozens, if not hundreds, to choose from. The next thing to mention is what's called the siesta and the midday meal. Now, many visitors to Spain mistakenly think of the siesta time in terms of the exact translation of the word, which means a nap or rest. But in Spain, it's so much more than that.